Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you out west to New Mexico, where an old form of transportation has been rejuvenated. My brother Gary has always loved trains. He's ridden the Rocky Mountaineer across Canada, Coastal Starlight from L.A. to Seattle, Southwest Chief from L.A. to Chicago, Sunset Limited between L.A. and Houston, and the Northeast Corridor from Washington, D.C. to Boston. He can still name the passenger lines that no longer exist, such as the Lone Star from Houston to Chicago, and the San Francisco Chief. For the last 24 years, he has helped the Albuquerque Model Train Society construct a model train set for the New Mexico State Fair. But I never understood how train savvy he was until we rode the New Mexico Rail Runner together. This train opened for business in 2008, offering services between Belen, 30 miles south of Albuquerque, and Santa Fe. The railroad caters to commuters during the week and tourists on the weekend. The charge is modest. To travel from downtown Albuquerque station to the heart of Santa Fe costs $7 and only $3 if you're 62 or older. This obviously doesn't cover the cost of operation. According to Gary, no urban commuter train in the world pays for itself. Government supports the rails for various reasons: to relieve traffic, eliminate road building, and protect the environment. Whatever the reason, it is a delightful option. On a whim, my brother and I hopped on board late one Saturday afternoon in October to travel to Santa Fe for dinner. Surprisingly, it was Gary's first ride on the train, and he couldn't stop smiling. As is often the case, railroad tracks pass through warehouse districts and run-down neighborhoods, and Albuquerque was no exception. After exiting the suburbs, we picked up speed to our top velocity of 79 miles per hour. My brother noted that if the train traveled 80 miles per hour or faster, special electronics were required. He also identified each spur as it was passed. That one goes to the General Mills cereal plant, and this one serves a sheetrock plant. The passengers were a mix. A group of women cyclists had biked from Santa Fe earlier that day and were hitching a ride back. Storage was available for the bicycles. A Native American family played cards while a young couple sat close. All of us had wonderful views from the upper deck of our car. The track moved between the Rio Grande River on the west and Interstate 25 on the east, occasionally favoring one or the other. Bright yellow cottonwood trees followed the river, and the Sandia Mountains supervised the action. An announcer advised that we would be passing through Indian reservations and that no picture-taking was allowed during that time. Children played volleyball in the San Felipe Pueblo, and Indian moms were baking bread in the traditional hornos, or ovens, behind their homes in the Santo Domingo Pueblo, views that were not available on the interstate. We passed close to an old water tower, all that remains from a sawmill that processed lumber from the nearby Jemez Mountains. I learned today's engines stay on just one side of the train. If the train is headed in the opposite direction of the engine, as ours was, an engineer sits in a telephone booth-sized compartment in the last passenger car, now the front of the train, and directs from there. The diesel-powered engine is like a mini power plant. It generates electricity that is transferred to electric motors on each of the wheels. Gradually, our rail runner began to climb. The original tracks from Santa Fe to Albuquerque went through Lamy, a more gradual route currently owned by the Santa Fe Southern Railroad. For the New Mexico Rail Runner, the state of New Mexico bought the entire line from Belen to Trinidad, Colorado, from the BNSF Railroad. Gary gave a short history of all the mergers of the railroad companies and what the initials meant, but I got lost. Even modern-day trains can't climb the steep La Bajada Hill where the interstate runs, so the state had to blast through some smaller hills and lay a new track. On the older portion of the track, old telephone and telegraph poles can still be seen, but nearby are solar-powered reception poles to provide Wi-Fi coverage along the route. We pulled into the old Santa Fe Railroad Station on time as the sun was setting. A crowd awaited our exit from the train as many were ready to return to Albuquerque. Zia's Diner was only a short one-block walk where my sister-in-law held a table for us. What a relaxing way to travel. We can only dream of being able to make a fast trip to Dallas on rails without having to keep an eye on the road and the cars whizzing past. New Mexico made a commitment to an old form of mass transit in a new package. Anyone near the area should take advantage of it, even without your own personal guide.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.